Now, the DUP refused at the first sitting of the new assembly at Stormont yesterday to nominate a speaker, leaving all 90 MLAs elected last week without a means to move forward. Boris Johnson is to travel to Belfast on Monday to meet Michelle O'Neill and other party leaders, and we know that a contingent from the US Congress will travel to London next week to make their views known on what Liz Truss and others are threatening in relation to the Northern Ireland Protocol. I'm joined on the line now by PUP leader and Belfast City Councillor Billy Hutchinson. Billy Hutchinson, can I first just get your response to what the DUP did yesterday? Were they right to refuse to nominate a speaker?
Well, I mean, I think if they'd already declared they wouldn't appoint, a deputy or a first deputy, depending on the vote. So I suppose, they said that's what they'd do. It was a promise in the election they would do that. So I think if they carried out what they said
well,
they would do.
I don't know if they say it as explicitly as that, Billy, but I suppose there was that anticipation that that would be their reaction after the vote.
Well, I mean, I think Geoffrey said very publicly that he wouldn't appoint if the protocol was still in place. So I'm assuming that was a promise to the electorate, you know.
There's a lot of MLAs extremely angry at what they're doing here. They say that the DUP is holding the Assembly to ransom at a time when ordinary families across Northern Ireland are struggling, really struggling with this cost of living crisis.
Well, I mean, I would be involved in sort of like neighbourhood renewal, and I can tell you that Belfast City Council and DFC give out £200,000 to people who are suffering. So from that point of view, what I think is that continues. I mean, people can make decisions, but they can't make new decisions. In other words, they can't come up with something and, you know, get it through. But all of that is still in place and all of that happens. Neighbourhood renewal continues. Nothing has changed. So people who live in neighbourhood renewal areas, which are the worst 10% in Northern Ireland, people are still working there and grants are still into it and things are still happening. So, I mean, I think people get angry sometimes and they don't tell us everything. And the other thing is, like, you know, people were angry 3 years ago when it was pulled down by Sinn Féin. But people tend to forget that, you know, this is the problem. We live in a divided society. And until people actually get that into their heads, including Irish America and also including the EU, we need to tread very carefully in this country. You know, we need to have people in the Assembly who are actually going to work together. I get all of that. But we need to get all the things right to allow that to happen. And at the minute, I think, you know, there are issues there that have been bubbling under and they just need to be resolved. You know, everybody wants an assembly. Why would you not want an assembly? But, you know, until we have people who can work together and people who will do all of that, then it won't happen. The largest two parties must work together. And I was making a point earlier, that the problem with this is if you see the raise in terms of the Alliance Party, people are voting for the Alliance Party because they see the DUP and Sinn Féin as two extremes. So therefore, they want somebody in the middle, and that's what they do. And I think that's the right way. For people to vote. I'm not criticising the Alliance Party. What I am saying is the Alliance Party gives people that sort of the middle of the road, and that's why people are going there. So we do need to find a way forward. It needs to be worked out. But, you know, as somebody who's British, I want unfettered access to the rest of the UK. It's a nonsense that I don't have unfettered access to the rest of the UK. I live here.
Okay, can I ask you, do you trust Boris Johnson to come to your aid on this? Do you expect the British government to risk a trade war with the EU and most likely the US by unilaterally tearing up an international agreement?
Well, the point that I'd make to you is no, but I think that he should. And, you know, US trade wars, if that's, you know, what happens, it has to happen. But, you know, I would like to see the US doing something about the war in Ukraine. They seem to be sitting back doing nothing, but that's another argument, you know. And so from what I'm saying is, you know, why would the US want to have a trade war with the British, you know? So, like, all of this, I think that the problem is that some people would say that Boris would rather have the assembly in the protocol. I don't believe that. But that's what some people would say. So, you know, I think that people are putting pressure on them and we'll see what happens. But I do think that this can be changed because a lot of things were changed to allow this to happen. In other words, the Acts of Union were changed to allow it to happen. And so was the Northern Ireland Act changed to allow it to happen. And they need to be changed back.
Okay. Can I ask you then what... British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss told Mario Šefčovič that the protocol had to be scrapped because it was a matter of internal peace and security. Like, do you see any evidence that the security situation has deteriorated to this degree in Northern Ireland?
Well, I mean, there was no deterioration of security whenever they did it and moved the border from Killeen into the IRC. That's what happened then. You know, they moved because people said that there was a threat. My view was that there was a threat at the border at Killeen. Both the Garda and the PSNA should have moved against it. They should have made sure that if it was attacked, that they would have made sure that they dealt with it. I mean, that's what you do when you live in a Western democracy. And the reality about that is, look, I'm not looking to see anybody having wars. I will argue, in terms of a loyalist, I will argue that people should leave us up to the government. We have to have politics that works. And if the politics doesn't work, then you leave a vacuum for people to move into it. Now, there's nobody running about with guns or doing anything like that, but people are angry, and I think we need to get the problem resolved. I mean, we do live in the United Kingdom, and they decided to have Brexit, whether some of us didn't vote for it or not. The point about it was a regional decision. We should not have been left behind. Okay. We could point the finger at a lot of people, but the point about it is, you know, we had a better deal on the trees in May than we have now, but the point about it is we need this to be corrected.
Okay, Billy Hutchinson, I have to leave you there because we're almost out of time. And of course, Billy Hutchinson, we can't forget that Billy Hutchinson brought, the loyalist community with him, went out on a limb.
Well, in fairness, the PUP is a long way from the party of David Irvine, unfortunately, which was never afraid to actually stand up to DUP actions, which were actually harming working class loyalist communities and unionist communities. There was so much factually incorrect in what Billy outlined there that I wouldn't know where to start. But one of the things he says is that he wants to continue to have access to the rest of the UK, as he described it. He does. Businesses in the north uniquely have access to both the British market and the European market. The difficulties that are in place are for goods coming the other way around. The reason that those difficulties are in place is precisely because of Brexit. That Brexit that was unfortunately championed by the DUP.
We're almost out of time. I'm just going to say, do you agree with your colleague Thomas Byrne that this is unlikely to happen? He doesn't believe that Boris Johnson is actually, or Liz Truss, are actually going to tear up the protocol.
I believe we need to stop Northern Ireland being used as a political tool in domestic politics of the Conservative Party in the UK. It's a disgrace that would be the case. Peace in Northern Ireland is too important to be used in such a manner. This is all about the Good Friday Agreement, and the protocol underpins the integrity of that agreement.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Sean Maron was our broadcast coordinator. Research was by Kieran Byrne. Dave Gibson was on sound, and the programme was produced by Regina Henley. Stay tuned for Saturday Sport with Des Cahill and Joanne Cantwell.